The Sentai Review, Episode 46, 2014, Super Sentai. Welcome to Fandom Night! We are the little engine that could. I'm Reploid Bill, William Bush, and let's go around the chairs.
Subtle much?
Sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, proto guy.
If Bill was any more subtle.
You guys are haters. These guys are awesome. It is time for Shane.
No, it's the opener that was.
It's time for Shane to butcher this name.
I'm not even going to put my name out there for this one.
No. Good.
Nick Low Paladin. God damn it. Bill.
Butcher away, Shane.
Oh my God, there's a Q in that.
Which means it butchers itself.
Come on. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Reshaha? Sentai? There's a Q, it's fucking with me.
I'll let you butcher it, then I'll take a shot at it.
Ho Quagger.
I actually believe you say Q.
Toe Cuger?
I believe so.
Cuber?
Well, because Q is capitalized, so.
So it'd be
Toe Cuger.
So it'd be Resha. So Resha.
Sentai
Tokuger.
Here they are, ladies and gentle dudes.
Take my word
there
for it.
There they are, Nick. Choo-choo train.
The Train Rangers.
Holy shit, look at the Green Ranger. He looks like he's got the Black Knight helmet from Monty Python.
Just a flesh wound.
They all kind of do.
To describe these Rangers, they all wear their standard color jumpsuits, that's yellow, blue, red, green, pink. They all have helmets that are slightly different variations of each other. It's a little tough to see on this picture here. They all have train tracks across where the visors go, and then they all have
a number,
a type of train track thing that runs across the middle of their chest and where up towards the, I believe, is that on their left? Yeah,
yes.
Over their heart is their number, and with a circle
now,
train track.
Their helmets. Each of them have their number on their helmet, but in this picture, only the Red Ranger has the largest number.
Yes, I believe red is 1, blue is 2, 3 is yellow, 4 is green, and 5 is pink.
And 1 and green are guaranteed.
And each of the helmets have a different shape. The mm-hmm. red one's the
front of the train.
Yeah, the engine.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know train. Like,
well, which one's the caboose?
Probably pink.
Whoever.
Probably
five.
Five
is, which would probably be pink. Yeah.
But it's light red.
Yeah, they have a color. They have a name for it. It's called pink.
All right, next one.
Dang, he's done already.
I'm done with this already.
Next.
This will never top
there it is.
The 80s popped collar ranger.
Oh no, these guys are going to give him a run.
I'm kind of digging these guys. I'm sorry. There's something super simplistic but workable about them.
Yeah.
Next.
There's a better definition for the helmet.
Okay, standard weapons again.
Sword for the Red Ranger.
And yes, he's definitely the front of the train with his light.
Oh,
dude,
gun.
In the middle of a fight, can he turn the light on? Like, you're
I'm
in his face, and he's like, and you're like, ah, shit!
No, it probably shoots
fire. Look at all their helmets. They all have lights.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah.
He's got the,
Are they all different kinds of trains? Now I'm thinking, he's
that's
like an old style steam train.
Yeah.
And I think the blue one is more of like a more
Amtrak.
Industrial train today, like the Amtrak's type
yeah.
of thing.
Like a bullet train?
I think so. I think they're all different kinds of trains.
It's
I'm digging that. That's kind of cool.
All right. See, now it's if that's the you know case, then it's all right.
I like it.
They each have like a sword thing. This, I'm assuming, I believe that's their morpher.
On the left
on the
wrist.
Yeah. Yes.
So the face plates are the train tracks.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's covering
so
their
weird.
Sunglasses or eye
visors.
Yeah.
Next.
Whoa.
What the shit is that?
Someone took it.
Yeah.
Took it so hard, the Pink Ranger scared.
That is a rail gun.
Did you just air quote that? Did you seriously just fucking air quote that?
Nope, we're done.
No,
done.
No. As you can see, the green is comforting the pink because she's so scared. Because
that is a rail gun.
Like, damn, he just got fucked.
Shane, that thing's no
Blue
joke.
Blue Ranger's like, I could have done it, bro.
Hey guys, I don't need you to hold this gun. I'm holding this gun.
Oh my god.
It's like, don't worry, guys.
Rail.
Fuck this thing.
I think his light's on.
Yeah, it's glowy red.
I needed it to aim.
It's like, lock on sequence initiated. Beep. Firing solution gained. Charging main cannon.
Next. There's their see, there's the trains, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, see, that's cool.
Each one is a different train.
There's the trains and there's the actors, so.
So, green's the bullet train.
Yep. Which would mean...
I just realized...
would be like a...
You know somebody
train,
that's got a hardcore fascination with trains?
Who?
You watch the show.
Sheldon.
I'm curious.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Wouldn't it be crazy if this became his favorite show? Like in the next season?
He is obsessed with trains, so yes, that would be great. We have to get this show over here first.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, but with Sheldon, he would probably go out of his way. Oh, hell, he probably knows Japanese. He taught
yeah.
himself Finn or
yeah.
Finnish in
and
a fucking night.
And you know, everybody, even though they're nerds, everybody would give him crap because, like, you know, that's a little kid show, right? He's like, I don't care. Trains.
Yeah, trains.
Actually, if he hasn't seen it, he'd probably be like, why have I not been informed about this?
Yeah, that's true. Somebody could bring
pissed.
It up.
Yeah.
Well, because they why would you not
he'd be like,
me about
superheroes
this?
That use trains? Why was I not informed about this? I think he's right. I think he nailed
that,
it.
It would be great. It would be great. It would.
So, if somehow
now,
the
there's something strange.
The writers of Big Bang Theory do listen to this, we completely are okay with you stealing our idea. We completely endorse it. You do not have to give us props. But if you would like to have us guest star on the show just for an episode at a Comic-Con event on the show...
I could shoot a rail gun. I'm sorry, that's the coolest gun I've seen in this whole show.
It is.
That's, in like, since 1975, I've never seen such a cool gun.
It's like, and it's literally a rail gun.
It's literally a rail gun.
I kind of feel bad for the Yellow Ranger. She's got the smallest train.
So wait, dumb question, Bill. When he fires the rail gun, see, we're just going to air quotes. Nobody's going to actually be able to see it. It's depressing. But yes, when he fires the rail gun, does it shoot tiny trains?
That would be the best.
It would be like, choo-choo, motherfucker!
if
their Zord has a railgun, it probably would.
Dude.
Their Megazord shoots all their normal Zords.
There's something weird in this show. Something about like the way they get their powers is... It's kind of like a weird...
Put
subconscious.
On the conductor's hat.
It's like a weird subconscious thing. Like their imagination actually taps them in. So like... as they grow up and lose some of their innocence and imagination, they'll lose their ability to morph. But at their young age, they're just at that point where they're super creative and they're getting into things and they're expanding and everything. And it's their imagination that helps them tap into the whole.
So what you're saying is the Rangers?
Kind of.
So Bill, that's kind of cool.
Because the Red Ranger at first, he can't morph, and he has great belief in himself. But it takes a while before he can kind of like get to that point where he sees what they're talking about, why they can be and he can't.
Bill, what you're saying is if me, you, and Seth, and Jeremy were all these Rangers, and probably Scott, if the five of us were these Rangers,
there's not a six
at this
yet,
moment
Shane,
in
worry.
Our lives, we would still be able to morph with no problems. Shane, on the other hand...
Oh, he's not creative.
Shane would have to
and if
have
he's
like,
still in there, he ain't happy.
Hold on. Shane would have to get, like, the creative equivalent of Viagra to freaking morph.
So we'd have to give Shane weed.
You don't like games like Minecraft, dude. That's like one of the biggest creative type of things ever. And you even said it's because you're not creative.
I apologize. I can't get it up.
Next!
He can't get his morph from the power up.
Are those little bitty trains on their morphers? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it looks like it. That is oh my god, it is! That is awesome. It's their tiny trains.
Their theme seems to work for them. It seems ridiculous when you hear about it.
But holy shit,
this is the first time that we really got Rangers based off we've had our dinosaurs.
Well, we got the pirates, and I laughed out loud when I heard about that until I seen it.
And then it worked.
Yeah.
And then we all enjoyed it up until the end when I showed everybody the Battleizer for the Silver Ranger. And then everyone's like, what the dicks?
I'm still loving them. I'm sorry.
Multi-face power enabled.
But yeah, these guys, when I first heard about the possibility of having train rangers, I'm like, really?
Are we Thomas the Tank
are
Engine
we like,
Ranger?
Awesome. I'm like, are we running out of ideas?
You did say that. He literally said those exact words. Are we running out of ideas?
Yeah, but how many superheroes use trains? I mean, Superman uses a train every once in a while to beat a motherfucker, but...
That's because he can't find another motherfucker.
Green Lantern. He's the only one I could think of that uses a train.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
It's one of his actual, like, hardcore attacks when he's dealing with somebody like Superman. He'll create a train out of the ring and run him into a wall because he doesn't know...
That's the only thing big enough to run him down. It's like, you know what's probably going to work? This motherfucking train. Burn!
Next!
What the shit?
I don't know.
Where's
what
all
happened?
Their stuff?
They've been stripped of their tracks!
They lost their imagination.
No, what happened was, in the middle of the night, some asshole came and pulled up all the railroad spikes.
Well, listen, guys.
And it derailed everything.
Nick, you're the other singer. Help me sing the imagination song.
This I don't like when they lost the tracks, because you know what they look like? Those alien rangers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they do.
Without the tracks, they look like the Alien Rangers. Those tracks are necessary.
I was going to say, it looks like something out of a really bad 1960s sci-fi movie.
They'll figure it out after
from outer space.
You know, I just, now that I'm looking at them, without the tracks, they look like the Chroma Squad.
Yes! Chroma Rangers!
Whatever.
That game is awesome.
Yeah.
Look. Whatever happened, they'll figure it out after school. They got 6 minutes.
Next.
There we go. Now we're back in action.
And now each of them, like, he has a gun. Blue has a gun. She has like a
stabby
claw thing.
Does he got a fucking axe?
Who?
The green.
Yes, I believe
God
that's an axe.
Damn it.
We can't tell the yellow. She's sitting on her weapon. And the red, I imagine he has a sword.
Well, whatever happened, the Red Ranger's holding his arm, so they got their ass kicked.
What a shame.
No, Blue's not got his ass kicked. He's fine. He's like, motherfucker, I got this here gun.
Next. Choo-choo!
Here comes the pain train.
The pain train. That'd be the most epic move.
In the color.
Dude, think of the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger could run, and it could be like, and he could shoulder charge, and the blue could jump over him and shoulder charge, and the yellow could jump over him and shoulder charge.
Jesus
Just
Christ.
Knock you into fucking tomorrow.
No, knock you into next millennia.
I haven't actually
or
seen them do
the
that, but that would be amazing.
Town, and they have 13 minutes.
These Rangers will shoulder charge you with the pain train so hard, they will knock you into the year 20 double X.
I'm also waiting to see a sixth Ranger, because it's possibly me, and hopefully he has the least amount of imagination.
Next!
Oh my...
Why is...
What
is...
What?
Serious fuck.
That's not a sixth Ranger, though, so... You don't have
no,
to that
that's
chain.
The pink Ranger in a bear suit.
Okay, the Red Ranger got weird bear claws. The Blue Ranger became a Jetman. The Yellow Ranger got tiger wolf fang fists.
Green's got a gator.
Yeah, the gator. He got gator hands.
Or a snake.
Yeah, but
that's possible too.
Yeah,
I guess.
But, each of them,
but snakes.
Why is she dressed up?
Yeah,
as
she's
a bear
the only
with
one that
Mickey
got
Mickey Mouse ears.
She's panda.
No, bears with
viewers.
Mickey Mouse ears.
Viewers, why is she dressed?
Yes, please explain
somebody
the Panda Ranger.
F-U-C-K-E-D-A-G-A-I-N, you're fucked again.
Next.
Oh, yes!
Don't wear anymore!
Bill!
Yes!
Bill!
Yes!
Bill, sassy Spider-Man Ranger!
Punky! Punky!
Come here!
Don't care anymore!
Maxson relaxin'! Man, just like, you know what? I would chill here for a minute.
So is that
yes.
Does that spike your power grid?
Oh, man! Next!
Oh, shit.
Yes! Yes!
What you thinking about?
Justice and stuff.
Look at the Yellow Ranger. She's laughing so hard. She's pounding the ground.
Dude, this...
She cannot breathe.
Nick, this train kept rolling all
this,
night long.
This train don't stop.
Green literally looks like he's about to turn and just walk away like, fuck you guys, I'll do it myself.
These guys are awesome.
The Blue Ranger's about to take a nap.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no, the blue one just woke up from a nap. He's like, oh man, that was a good nap. What are you guys? What
the
fuck? The
pink ranger's rolling the yellow one over.
My face hurts from the smiling.
It's because we don't do it that often.
Oh my god.
Usually we're a rage-induced group of folk.
This is such a fun show.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't even have to see it.
Yeah, you know what? This makes up. Holy shit!
Check out the train ranger.
So she doesn't have a hammer. Or she has a hammer.
It's an axe hammer.
It's not an axe hammer. It is a railroad crossing signal light hammer.
Oh, it is! It's the signal light!
Beep,
fuck you, bitch! No crossing!
Dude, that is a rail sword.
Damn it. Bill, the axe is one of those little paddle things that they use to hit.
Oh my god.
Change the tracks.
Oh my god. Remember my rail gun?
Yeah.
Look at that green and that yellow. Think back to the gun. I think that's when they combined their weapons.
Oh god. This is the best Rangers ever of all time.
I'm kind of digging on this this Megatrain back here, too.
Megatrain Zord.
If we get to the picture that Scotty shared with me, hilarity shall ensue.
Next.
Hilarity has already ensued. Oh, Orange Ranger!
Dude.
There you go, Shane.
Galaxy Express.
Yeah, Galaxy Express Ranger.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh, I was too excited about the Galaxy Express. There's a new guy.
Yeah.
Orange. Oh damn, I'm orange.
And he's wearing like the safety thing on it too.
Yeah. He's the safety ranger.
He makes sure these other rangers, because obviously they
OSHA standards. Damn it.
No, not OSHA standards. His job is to pack these motherfuckers into the train like sardines.
I think maybe he's there to make sure work gets done, because it seemed like the red and the other guys. guys are about hanging out.
So he's the Foreman Ranger.
Yeah, because they were just relaxing and hanging out and having good times.
Guys, they're killing people.
Oh, shit.
I don't care anymore.
Damn it, Red.
Next.
What are you thinking?
What dude, what
the
just happened?
The Battleizers are the best. Wait a minute, no. That Battleizer is terrible.
Are they connected?
They're connected.
They're connected.
Okay, then I know what happened here. Oh. They were not getting along.
That's possible, actually.
The Orange Ranger put him on because they're like, guys, get along.
Yeah.
I'm here to make sure this train keeps rolling.
No, it's more like, all right, the only way this train is going to keep going is synergy, motherfucker. Get along.
They're the new get along gang.
Ultimate Red Rover champions.
Dude, these guys are crazy.
You ain't getting through this, bitch.
Next.
Holy shit.
The Red Ranger gets a... Really...
Oh, shit. That's a gun now.
Yeah. You know what that is, Nick?
That's the platform that they use to turn trains around. That's awesome.
But you know what else it is, Nick?
It's a rail gun.
It's most certainly
a rail gun.
Dude, choo-choo armor.
Choo-choo armor. You got 8 minutes, buddy. You better fire that rail gun and get to school.
Choo-choo armor with a junction rail gun.
Junction, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Next.
Yeah!
Bye!
Oh, dude, look! The Junction Railgun actually has all five of the Ranger...
Maybe he fires it and changes track, and fires it and changes track, and he just keeps shooting?
I'm not in this picture.
Yeah, that's fine. Foreman Ranger is in
That's
here.
Why they're having a good time.
It's 1 minute
until... It's 2 minutes
school. You see her?
Got there before us.
You see her fucking celebrating, and they're all waving and having fun? Foreman's not there.
No, I'm at school.
Yeah, Foreman's not there.
These motherfuckers
like, yeah, we're
better
be
not
late
be
for
late
school.
Again.
The foreman's just sitting in school going, damn it, those guys better get here. School starts 2 minutes.
Next.
There you go. There's Foreman Ranger.
There's that pain train coming at you.
That's six points of pain.
These guys are sweet.
Train. And they just
they're
look like
on
they're
tracks.
Surfing. They're like they're surfing on the tracks. Look at them,
dude.
Train surfing Rangers.
Man, staying on track. Next.
God damn it.
What is that? I'm
wagging it. I run the cabin's concessions cart.
Wagon.
Okay, so that's
concession
Alpha.
Ranger.
No, that's Alpha.
Dude.
That's their Alpha. Their Alpha is awesome.
It's a chick.
Well, actually, Alpha
chick
was, too. It wasn't...
No, this looks more like a chick.
Right.
This is a legit Alpha. Chick bot. Yeah.
It has lips.
Yeah. Yes, it does. And boobs. Ish.
Yeah, I guess. It has a
it's
heart
like robot boob thing.
She's a party wagon.
Oh my. Ah! Oh my.
That's it. That is where I draw the line.
Oh
well, she does
God.
Technically have a handlebar on her head.
Oh my God.
So what you're saying is the Rangers are going to run a train.
And her back. And her hips. There are handlebars
triple
on her back, head,
buns.
And hips.
Oh my God, she's so convenient.
I'm starting to question what her real function is on the train.
Scott and Seth already pointed it out.
They're going to run a train.
They're going to run a train on the concession bot.
Oh my God. Next. She's on the pole! She's on
call it!
Confirmed! Confirmation!
Stripper concession bot! It's the best bot! I mean, look at him!
Yes.
Dude, look at it's this kid's guy. Birthday!
Yes!
It's this kid's birthday!
Show me those
things. Dude!
Show me those
Well, they better hurry up! They got 6 minutes to school!
Dude!
No, they're taking the day off! School can wait!
Oh my God!
Oh wait, I take that back. It's probably a Saturday. They might get away
Please
with it.
Please tell me that's a bow in his hair.
It's his birthday.
Okay.
Next.
Woo!
Oh!
Come on!
Becoming the first victim in a gruesome fashion! Start the pain drain!
Oh, this is good shit.
People, the world, join in! Start a love train! Love train!
Phil! Because they're going off the rails on this crazy train.
Oh, my gosh. Dude.
Oh, shit.
Look at the girls. The girls are like, what in the...
It's like, we in Japan, it's cool.
And look at the dude back there is like, I don't think we're supposed to do that with
the
her.
The guy in front is like... Now show me your technique. Let me see if I can improve on it.
I like how the Green Ranger is like, is that what she's used for? I was always wondering.
or he should have thinking, my turn.
Man. Dude!
It's like, I guess I'll take sloppy seconds.
Wow!
You are the leader. You get first dibs.
She has handlebars on her knees, her feet, her hips, her back, and her head.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And she's going after California.
Hey, you gotta take that train all the way across the country.
She's moving across state. Next.
What the fuck is that?
Why is Timmy the Tooth here?
I don't think that's a tooth.
Oh, shit.
Viewers, explain.
Oh, God.
Yes, please explain Timmy the Tooth.
I don't think
that's a tooth, Bill.
Stay Puft's son?
I don't think it's that either. It's weird. That's all I know.
These guys are competing with chicken.
It's got a weird...
It's the cloud turtle guy.
It's got a throw
spiky shit at you in Mario. He's just ducked down in the cloud right now.
Is that what the weird blue nipple is at the top of his head?
That's right.
Dude, yeah, he throws a little spike guys during combat.
But then like, don't worry, guys, I'll help.
Shit on his feet.
Spideys, go!
Wow. Next.
Hop aboard the love train.
Got more of this train.
I feel like that was edited in for the sixth race.
You know, I'm thinking he might not actually be in this picture.
Jay, don't worry. We have our top editors putting you into this.
while you guys are running the pain train, I will make sure everything is safe.
Dang.
You'll put in the work orders, right?
There's a seventh. And he's purple.
Yeah, they just added purple seven.
So wait, is that your foreman?
Guys, we need a good job today. My boss is coming. The foreman's here.
The Red Ranger is like, don't care anymore. And he's like, no, you better because my boss is here today.
No. Bill, the best part is Red Ranger's like, nah. I don't care anymore. My boss is coming. And then the foreman's boss. And he's like, hey, guys, what's up?
Six and seven have handles on their helmets.
Damn it.
Unlike back
I'm part of the fucking love train.
Best get used to it, buddy. You're a foreman.
From what I saw on that train, there's a lot of interaction.
with the handlebars.
Next. Well, it looks like your boss took off.
Yeah, your boss is gone. Your boss is like, hey, I'm heading out to grab beers. Anyone want some money back?
Guys, my boss is gone. We may now point. I've never seen somebody so excited for pointing.
Next!
Quick, guys, point in that direction! Do what now?
Do what? What? What do you say?
What are you looking at?
Next!
Okay. Double finger point!
Let's play a rousing game of spot the leader!
Boom! Can I play?
Isn't those numbers up in the corner? Is that the leader?
I think the Red Ranger's the leader!
No, you're wrong.
It's next. The
Red Ranger. Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's kind
of side by side. Of course, the nerdy guy's the blue guy. That will never change. The jockey guy's the red guy.
Weird kind of dressed guys, the green guys.
It's not in every series.
It's almost every
series. This is kind of interesting how it goes almost in tuned exactly with what we grew up with. She's a little bit of standoffish, maybe even tomboyish,
and
the yellow.
She's the
cutesy cheerleader type of girly girl. He's kind of the outsider, the green guy. He's the jock,
and he's the nerd dude.
Well, I'm noticing that if you wear glasses, you're the Blue Ranger. So, who's the Blue Ranger here?
We're all the Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
We are just different shades of blue. Calling Cobalt. Cobalt Blue Ranger right here.
Next.
Oh, inside the sword.
That is sweet.
You know,
I hate it on the face thing, but I'm okay with this.
Okay,
this is actually sweet.
Okay, notice this. Looking at the numbers, 1, 2, and 3 should be up front. But no, bitches being back.
No, that's because... No, I'm not going to go there. Not going to do it.
What was that he said?
No.
Whoa! You ain't sitting up front.
You can sit in the trunk. And guys, there's a back door.
There is.
Well, they also don't have 13 motherfuckers crammed in there.
Hopefully, it's locked.
Chilly day at school.
To me, it looks like one of those sliding doors, so anybody can just walk up there and be like, "It's like going to Walmart."
But there's a lot more room than the Megazord, so when one of the ladies gets punched, the other guys can get up before it gets out of control.
No, and on top of that. How the hell do you think Concession Bot is going to get in there to service them while they're in battle?
Next!
Whoa!
Come
on! God damn it! All right, who's automatically getting railed?
Is that real? Is that from the show?
There's
not,
a time
not,
stamp.
Not pixelated. No.
That's just to make it look bad. The Megazord is finally very
Shane,
well hung.
That thing is for railing.
No, Bill. It's ripped for her pleasure.
I wonder if it lays tracks.
It lays the tracks.
It travels through the tunnels.
It goes through the tunnels.
Okay, guys.
It doesn't park in them.
It goes through
them.
When they made this show, they set up for all the train cars.
Oh, my God.
We are Jafaring the fuck out of
this. This is the most fun I think we've had doing this show.
Alright, so this show is dedicated in love and memory to Seth.
Oh my gosh!
He died the way he lived, laughing his ass off.
Wow!
The Megazord has a dick.
Oh my god!
Oh,
the Megazord does look cool, son. It's weird.
It also has train boobs.
It also has train boobs!
No, those aren't train boobs. Those are shoulder plates.
I don't know.
Are your shoulders right here?
Yeah, they are kind of here.
No, they're like right here. They're like weird, like popped. I don't know. I'm trying to justify it. It's probably weird.
It's a transgender Megazord.
It's a transgender Megazord, Shane.
Hey, for once, I'm actually getting that making mad brother because all of us are. Let's just keep the pun train going.
Next.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there we
go. Okay, there we go.
It's not blurred
okay,
out.
Now right, it's,
so,
this
so
is the
that,
actual
here's
image.
Dumb question.
Oh,
no,
shit.
I have one bad, dumb question.
Okay.
So, most Megazords have, like, a weird gimmick for their ultimate attack.
Yes. I believe.
I see where I'm going with this,
I
right?
believe that this
Do they
Megazord.
Shoot their cock train.
I think that they use the ultimate attack.
Cock beam.
Death by cock train.
He puts vision to shame.
That's
gonna
blow some steam.
My God. Oh my god.
Gotta shoot that bullet.
The drain puns never get old.
Next!
No!
Whoa! Oh, come on!
She's a selfie!
Selfie! You know, it'd be really funny if it turned out to not be a robot.
Oh my gosh.
It would be even worse.
The sex symbol in the show is a robot.
I'm thinking that's true.
Sex robot!
They got sex!
Can they
get another fucking train, please?
Bill, we think it's a sex bot. It might be just a chick.
Pretty sure it's a robot.
Yeah, no, I think it is too, but you never know. Shenanigans.
It's a sex bot.
Next!
Oh, we're back.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to rate this right now. This gets a 7 out of 5.
Oh,
guys.
This breaks the rating.
This breaks the rating system. This gets a 7.5 out of 5. Yeah.
Who is the coolest ranger?
Red.
Orange.
Because he just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, Red. Red gets it because Red is thinking about justice and stuff, and he fires a railgun.
Next robot wins.
No, that's not a ranger. That's not a ranger.
Oh, yeah, right. Damn it.
And it's sure as hell not Foreman Ranger or Foreman's Foreman Ranger. Yeah, it's Red Ranger. He's got the fucking rail gun.
Yeah, because of...
Cliche as fuck, Red Ranger.
Because of the rail gun. Because I can't pick Concession Bot. I'm picking him, all right, Red Ranger.
Honorary mention goes to Concession Bot.
Without
wagon,
a doubt.
Wagon.
More like Pleasure Bot.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with Red as well.
Okay.
I think Red wins automatically. That's 4 people for Red.
I said Orange, but...
Thank you! Foreman Ranger does not get votes!
Are we ready for this rating?
I already gave you mine 7.5. I'm breaking the scale because there was too much hilarity.
So he's giving it a 5.
No, well, it's a 7.5.
5.
Yeah, you joined in, you were laughing your ass off.
What you got, Scotty?
5.
Yes!
Oh my god.
I keep trying to do the math in my head to correct Nick's 7.5, but I can't do it, so fuck it, 5. I'm judging based off their costumes. Okay. I'm gonna give them a 1.
Damn!
Oh, right. I'm changing my score to a 10.
Why?
No, those
costumes are
one.
Fucking ugly.
They're basic. They're no different than what I've seen. I don't know. I think they're fun.
Except for the panda, whatever.
I can see it. I can see the basicness, but there's something about the attitude that goes with it. And, like, I kind of like his battleizer.
And the weapons.
The weapons I like. That's all part of costume. It seems like their costumes work for their attacks. There's her.
There's more her. There's that weird guy thing.
I'm going to call him Stay Puft Jr.
There's 4
okay,
minutes.
Okay, well, he said 1.
So, well, I'm changing mine to a 10 to nullify that 1.
So is it on me?
Yeah.
Don't fail me, Bill. Don't you dare fail me.
Dude, I had too much fun with these guys. Just these pictures and these costumes make me have to watch this show. And one thing the pictures didn't show you, they have the most awesome-looking putties ever introduced in the history since 75. I've never seen putties look cooler. These guys are 5.
This might be the highest rated one.
It will be because Nick broke the score, and I'm leaving it at the 7.5.
No, you can't.
Damn it!
I wish you could, but we have to. We
that
can't
means Jeremy just tanked this team.
Oh, no, I don't think it's nearly as bad as you think.
A 1 will tank it pretty hard.
But 6 fives and a 1?
Damn it.
It'll hurt
55,
it pretty bad.
Damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There it is.
Divided by 7.
4.43.
Told you it'd be fine.
Still tanks it from a perfect...
Now, hold on. Let me see if I can't find a picture of these here putties.
Dude, the putties are sick as shit, man.
Jeremy, you made me very sad. You even joined in. No,
You did.
I did too. I had a lot of fun looking at these costumes.
You even made train puns, and yet you're like, well, fuck those guys. But that's pretty much what you did. You just shat all over them. But you were making train jokes because of those costumes.
I think it works for their theme. But that could be what the whole show is.
Would these be one of them?
No. Okay. What's going on with these different shows is that in Japan, every so many years, there will be a joke show. Now, we didn't seem to understand this, so we messed up. Like when Turbo came out here, the reason that's so bad is we tried to make it a serious show.
And it was tanked. A joke show.
It's actually a parody of Power Rangers in Japan. They're making fun of themselves by being Turbo Rangers. They pick the worst Zords, dumb costumes, nearly retarded weapons. Then they played off jokes through the whole series, including dumb shit like getting baked into pizzas.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Now, here in America, we tried to make that shit serious. Well, very obviously, the Train Rangers are some... There's some goofy shit happening.
Oh, yeah. And they better stay
The Megazord
that way.
Has a dick. You don't get goofier than that.
But that's what I mean. So the costumes work because...
That's the downside. It'll get censored here.
The costume works because...
The train dick will be gone.
I don't know. I'll be surprised.
Like a train punch. It'll probably be like a train punch instead.
But, yeah, in Japan, like Super Sentai often does parodies of themselves too. So
that them?
So be yes.
There you go.
Yeah, those are the
pass around
fedora hat engine
Wait,
putties.
Fedora putties,
dude, yes. They're amazing.
I must see this show. They are wearing fedoras
and dusters.
Wearing dusters with the colors popped up, and the dusters have the awesome, like weird stripey things
on. There's one other thing.
These need to be watched.
There's one other thing.
They will be on YouTube
when
Scotty puts the
picture
up.
When you were watching, when they were outside smoking, and you were letting us watch a little bit. I believe the putty's weapons were Tommy guns.
Look at Nick! Nick is having a joygasm over here!
They are 30 gangsters! You know what? If there was an English version of this, I would forfeit playing Fallout 4 that I bought 2 days ago because I finally got a PS4. And I've been waiting for Fallout 4. How long ago was Fallout 3 again, Seth? I'll clean up later. It's
clean yourself.
But what? Fallout 3 was like what? 8 years ago ish. So I've been waiting for Fallout 4 to come out since then. I am willing to put a pause on my Fallout 4 gameplay to watch the entire series twice. Because Tommy Gunn, epic as fuck, fedora, duster wearing,
I'm
gonna
tell
you,
the next year is gonna have a hell of a time topping what we just saw.
Man, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.